Hollywood writers' strike is into its sixth week, and while the union and studios are battling over how to divvy up the money pot, television executives are scrambling to organize their fall show lineups.
The networks are out of new episodes of some of their most popular shows, like Heroes on NBC.
Save the cheerleader, save the world.
And at Fox. The clock has stopped on the counterterrorism series 24.
Earlier, I spoke with Nelly Andreeva, a TV editor for The Hollywood Reporter. I asked her about the upcoming fall schedule and about how the strike is making the networks rethink some industry-wide traditions, such as pilot season. So, Nelly, first, when is the pilot season?
Theoretically, it's supposed to be going on right now, of course, because of the strike. It's on hold. Right now is the period when the writers submit their scripts, which is the scripts for the potential pilots, and the networks are supposed to look at them over the holidays. That's traditionally what they do. They go to their vacation homes, but pick up a stack of scripts, and usually in January they begin to make decisions which scripts should be shot.
So this sort of ritualistic timetable evolved, right? Green lighting pilots in January so they'd be ready for the big fall premiere season, and that was driven by advertisers, wasn't it?
Correct. The beginning of the fall season actually was tied to Detroit. They were supposed to be launching their new cars in September, October. That's how the cycle began.
So how is the pilot season changing?
Because of the strike, the pilot season is on hold, and we may not even have a pilot season this year, or it will be pushed for to summer. The networks actually try to speed up the process and get a lot of scripts in before the beginning of the strike. But normally, the networks will produce more than 100 pilots. This year, they have altogether in different stages of production about 20 pilots. So they don't have enough scripts. And if the strike continues through sometime in February, this development season will be pretty much written off.
So what will happen this fall when all these new programs are supposed to hit the air?
There'll be a lot of new reality series, and also some networks are being creative, and there will be some shows that will be picked up to series without even making a pilot. NBC has been really bullish on that. They have one show called The Philanthropist from Tom Fontana. They liked the script. They knew the strike was coming, so they ordered 13 episodes instead of going through a pilot. And they have two other series that are produced outside of the country. One is being written in Great Britain, and one is being written in Canada.
Are any of the networks better positioned than the others to weather this strike?
Fox, obviously, is the one that has the advantage of American Idol. So it will be okay for the rest of the season, unlike the other networks that will start suffering in the second quarter of 2008.
From a viewer's point of view, what's going to be the big difference watching television over the coming months?
We'll see more repeats than usual. This year, there will be no 24. The jury's still out on Lost. As of last week, ABC was still sticking to its plan to launch the 7, I believe, finished episodes of Lost beginning in February. But it will be a disappointment for all Lost viewers because it will be an incomplete season. And other than that, all the big shows, Grey's Anatomy and its spinoff Private Practice, and everything that is scripted is pretty much out of original episodes, so we won't see anything fresh until next season.
Nelly Andreeva is TV editor for The Hollywood Reporter here in Los Angeles. Thanks.
Nice to be here.